This is KERA News. There's a new major at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth dedicated to shining a light on issues around race and ethnicity. As KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, the Comparative Race and Ethnic Studies program is part of broader changes underway at the university.
It's the last week of class for CREST 10103. That's the introductory course in the new Comparative Race and Ethnic Studies program at TCU. And today, students are giving final presentations.
Okay, so we choose to talk about health and medical treatment within minority communities.
One group focuses on African-American college athletes, another on the experiences of students of color at TCU, and this last one on health disparities.
We're gonna start by watching a really short video about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment.
The idea of this class is to give students tools to analyze how race and ethnicity play out in culture, politics, and society. The other goal, help students build cultural competence. Lynn Hampton is a sociologist who teaches the intro course.
A lot of them are coming from high schools that were very homogenous racially, socioeconomically, culturally, religiously, etc. And so they're exposure, their prior exposure to engaging in conversations with diversity related issues and engaging across differences is limited.
The student body at TCU is overwhelmingly white, but has been slowly growing more diverse. Today, white students make up 69% of the student body. For Tamara Coleman, that took some getting used to. She's a sophomore who took the intro class this fall and changed her major to comparative race and ethnic studies. She's black, and she says her high school was way more diverse than TCU.
When I got to TCU, it was a huge culture shock just because, you know, people are racist. People are discriminatory. People do have bias.
Brandon Kitchen, a junior, says he's regularly the only black guy in the room in classes and other campus activities. And that often means people turn to him to explain race or racism, which he says gets tiresome.
We are kind of put in that role of the angry black man or black woman. It's not that we're angry, we just get passionate. And that passion gets perceived as hate or anger.
In recent years, students of color at TCU have been raising concerns about the campus climate, from racist rhetoric on social media to posters that showed up on campus with white supremacist messages. In 2016, a group of students sent a letter to the chancellor describing a campus culture that felt hostile and alienating and demanded change.
Institutions are complex organizations, and they're learning to do this work.
Mark Kamimura Jimenez is in charge of multicultural and international student affairs at TCU. He says the university has taken concrete steps to make the school more welcoming to people from all walks of life. The Comparative Race and Ethnic Studies program is only the most recent. Last year, TCU added a cabinet-level chief inclusion officer. The school also created a diversity, equity, and inclusiveness committee and gave it a broad charge to change campus culture.
This is not something that has been a part of the history of higher education from its inception. It's something that is emerging over time.
The modern ethnic studies field emerged in the late 60s amid the civil rights movement, based on the notion that Latino literature or African American experiences or Native American history are worth studying. Since then, the field has professionalized and grown more complex, focusing on the way that gender and sexuality and disability intersect with race and class and ethnicity. Max Crockmall, who directs TCU's Comparative Race and Ethnic Studies program, says the presidency of Barack Obama brought new urgency to the field.
What we're seeing now, not just at TCU but elsewhere, is sort of a third wave of ethnic studies programs, programs that are trying to grapple with this moment we're in, where even though the laws have changed, there still continues to be clear differentials and durable racial inequality that have not been eliminated. And that's not just in the U.S., but globally.
Crockmall says this new program will help prepare students across TCU for life after college in an increasingly global and multicultural society. After all, he says, that's the main job of a university.
Students graduating from TCU and entering a 21st century workplace need to be able to effectively interact with people who are different from them, people from different backgrounds, different cultures. And so it's important that all TCU students have that cultural competency when they leave us.
Krockmal says students seem to be hungry for that. Some 30 students have already declared a major or minor in comparative race and ethnic studies, and the school doubled offerings for the intro class this semester. All of them are full. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.